The economy grew by 2%.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the first quarter nominal GDP growth was 5.6%, but adjusted for inflation, real economic growth was estimated at an annual rate of 2%. This brings the total economic growth over the last four quarters to 2.7%. The GDP is calculated by summing four basic economic components: personal consumption expenditures, which makes almost 70% of the total GDP, along with gross domestic investment, government spending at federal, state, and local levels, and net exports, which is exports minus imports. It is generally based on the U.S. economies of mid-20th century production structure. This was a time composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and an era when nobody had even heard of something called the internet. Over the last four quarters, real consumption expenditures rose by 2.4%, with roughly two-thirds of that directed towards services and one-third toward goods. This is nearly opposite of the spending pattern seen in the 1950s, when 61% went to goods and just 39% to services. Real domestic investment, on the other hand, dropped by 1%. This was driven largely by a significant decline in inventories, which began after the imposition of tariffs last year, and by a reduction in investment in the residential sector. Of the four components of the GDP, net exports showed a deficit of more than $1 trillion, pulling the overall GDP figure down. It should be noted that net exports have been negative for every year in this century. The last time net exports were in surplus was in 1982. Exports are increasing, though at a much smaller rate than imports. After adjusting for inflation, personal income grew by 0.4%. Wages and salaries account for 61% of this income, while 16% comes from investment, 8% from property, and 6% from Social Security. The remaining comes from a diverse range of supplementary sources. Unfortunately, real disposable personal income per capita, which represent our actual purchasing power after taxes and inflation, rose by only 0.1% over the last 12 months. Saving habits have changed significantly. In the 60s and 70s, Americans saved over 10% of their income, but that fell to 5% in the 80s and 90s, while saving briefly spiked post-COVID. This quarter's rate was a low 4%. The economy is growing as shown by the GDP and employment. However, momentum is fading. Personal consumption expenditures, inflation has surged to a concerning 4.5%. As gasoline prices continue to climb, inflationary pressures are expected to intensify. This trend suggests a significant deceleration in economic performance during the second quarter as the weight of rising costs impacts market activity. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.